Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hi, we're the Dragons of St. George's. The Dragons are Ethan, Connor, Kieran, Bethany, and myself, Oscar. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hi, Oscar. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good to hear it. So you are obviously in charge down here with the 4Ps, and you put everything together on the show. So you've been here for quite a while. How long have you been coming down to Vectis Radio?
2 years.
Excellent. So you're a bit old hat at this now, a bit of a professional. So I've got some questions for you. So since joining the 4Ps, what skills have you learned?
I've learned how to edit, gain confidence, and I've learned how to meet other people around my surroundings.
Fantastic. And you do get to meet a lot of people around here that come in and out the studio, so that's fantastic. So what do you enjoy most about being part of the 4Ps process?
I love just being around everyone and feeling a lot older, and it's just a good way of speaking to people and gaining more confidence, being in the outside world, more freedom and stuff.
That's fantastic. So how do you think you've changed since joining the 4Ps? So compared to when you started, have you changed since then? What's changed in you?
Definitely. I've been coming out of my shell a lot more, and I found kind of it's like a new me, and like I've found there's another side. Like I'm this confident 16-year-old who is older and who can just get on with stuff and not need any help and gains confidence every time.
That's really, really good. So is there anything here at the studio that you feel you could work on a bit more? Is there anything you feel you could improve on? Anything you'd like to improve on?
Yeah, so I really want to work on my editing quite a lot, because I need to kind of get that in the bag, and it's going to take me quite a lot of weeks to do.
I'm sure you'll absolutely smash that though. You're learning all the time when you're down here, so that will be no problem at all. Lastly, what do you hope to do in the future?
Work in the school, because coming here has got me confidence and it's helped me so much, so I can put this all into the school.
Brilliant, that's great, and I wish you all the best of luck with that, Oscar. Thanks for chatting. Bye.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Connor with the local island news. Whitelink will be operating a temporary timetable for more than a month on its Ryde Pierhead to Portsmouth Fastcat route. The timetable, which is in place so a company can undertake a refit programme, will result in an hourly service of the route. The Fastcat will leave Ryde Pierhead at 47 minutes past the hour every hour. The next sailing will be at 10 minutes past 11. This will run from Monday, February 18th until Thursday, the 28th of March. The temporary timetable overlaps with two temporary timelines on both of Whitelink's other routes, the Lymington to Yarmouth and the Portsmouth to Fishbourne cart ferries. Well, that's it from me with your local island news. Catch you next time.
Hi, Ethan.
Hey.
Since you joined the 4Ps, what skills have you learned?
Well, one thing I learned is trying to speak a little bit more clear. I was getting used to that, so clearly I can get better each time doing recording.
What do you enjoy most about being a part of the 4Ps?
Well, I get a chance to get into the online to just see what the thing I've just done in the weekends.
How have you changed since joining the 4Ps?
Just take a bit more time actually reading before I can get a chance to do some recording and speak a little bit more clearly.
What do you still need to work on?
Speak a bit more slower, because sometimes I actually speak a bit fast.
What do you hope to do in the near future?
I have a good chance to be in the interview, so I can ask what questions they ask me when I'm doing an interview.
Thanks, Ethan.
Hi, it's Bethany here. Food fans, I've been cooking this week, so here's your weekly recipe. Lemon cheesecake tartlets. The ingredients you will need are 4 tablespoons of lemon curd, 200 grams of Philadelphia light cheese, 2 tablespoons of summer fruit sauce from a bottle, 8 sweet dessert tartlet cases from a pack, 100 grams of blueberries, 100 grams of raspberries, 1 tablespoon of blackcurrant liqueur, ice and sugar for dusting, fresh mint sprigs. To make your yummy cheesecake tartlet, be clever and save huge amounts of time by using ready-made tartlet cases, and once filled, they look as professional as handmade ones. Beat lemon curd into soft cheese until smooth and creamy. Pour 1 teaspoon of summer fruit sauce into each dessert tartlet and then top with a spoonful of cheese mixture. Set aside the remainder. Carefully mix the berries together with the pile into the cheese mixture. Stir the liqueur into the remaining sauce. You can make the tarts and the sauce up in the stage and chill for 2 to 3 hours. Dust the tarts with the ice and sugar. Drizzle lines of sauce over half of 4 dinner plates with a teaspoon and spoon with the remaining cheesecake mixture in the center. Put the 2 tarts on the plate. Add a sprig of mint for an extra flourish. That's it from me with your weekly recipe. Catch you next week.
Hi Kieran, since you've joined the 4Ps, what skills have you learnt?
Working and speaking up a bit and doing your shows, like I do my game reviews and my gaming questions. I actually quite enjoy those.
What have you enjoyed most about being a part of the 4Ps?
Doing my own show and my reviewings and see if other people are like into games and all that. It's been quite good.
How have you changed since joining the 4Ps?
I'd say I've changed quite a lot because it just feels like I'm at work and not at school. And we miss half of the day when we go back to school, so it's been quite good. But I definitely would stay on here next year.
What do you still need to work on?
I think I need to like slow down a bit when I talk and maybe put my voice up a bit, because when I hear myself on the radio, you can barely hear me, so I need to speak up a bit.
Okay, that's a really good one. What do you hope to do in the near future?
Oh, that's a good question. Either work in a game shop or probably work in a radio station like here or something.
Okay, so you will keep on continuing then?
Yeah, I'll definitely continue.
Thanks, Kieran.
Thank you.
That's it from the Dragons this week. We hope you have enjoyed the show. We have been Ethan, Connor, Kieran, Bethany and myself, Oscar. Be sure to tune in next week.